Chinese officials typically characterize the Dalai Lama as a wolf in monk's robes, a Tibetan separatist. But for many others, he is a champion of peace. On Thursday, the spiritual leader met at the White House with U.S. President Barack Obama and thanked him for his support of the Tibetan cause.
Even before he became president, during election, he telephoned me. Then after he became president, he always is showing his genuine concern, and including his recent visit to Peking, he expressed his concern about Tibet, and beside other sort of global issue like that. So I express my thank to him.
Supporters who had gathered outside his hotel in Washington sang songs and thanked the Obama administration for allowing the meeting to take place. Some wiped back tears. Last October, Mr. Obama chose not to meet with the Dalai Lama before visiting China in an effort to please Beijing. That decision raised questions about Mr. Obama's support for human rights in China and was in contrast to what his predecessors had done. When President George W. Bush was in office, he presented the Dalai Lama with the Congressional Gold Medal. Sophie Richardson is the Advocacy Director of Human Rights Watch's Asia Division. She says Mr. Obama's administration made the mistake of assuming that one needs to build up goodwill with China. Richardson says that in dealing with Beijing, the U.S. government should be clear and consistent from the start on human rights.
I think the president's decision not to meet the Dalai Lama until after he had visited Beijing certainly gave the impression that he was going to go soft on human rights issues.
Mr. Obama did not speak publicly about the meeting, but the White House released a photo of the two Nobel Peace Prize recipients together. Mr. Obama also said in a statement that he supports Tibet's unique religious cultural identity and urged China and Tibetans to resolve their differences through dialogue. The meeting comes at a time of increased tensions between the U.S. and China over allegations of Chinese currency manipulation, U.S. arms sales to Taiwan, and restrictions on the Internet in China. On Friday, Beijing issued a statement that said the meeting had seriously harmed U.S.-Sino relations and summoned the American ambassador for a meeting. Robbie Barnett, a professor of modern Tibetan studies at Columbia University, says the meeting was a huge step because China has massively stepped up its efforts to keep the Dalai Lama from traveling to other countries and meeting with other world leaders ever since he met with President George W. Bush in 2007.
America has now put its foot down and said this kind of diplomacy, basically a threatening diplomacy that China's used on the Dalai Lama question, that's not going to work anymore.
Although there is some concern about what China may do in response, Human Rights Watch's Sophie Richardson says she doubts Beijing will take a stronger stand.
If the Chinese government is going to react in some more consequential way, all it's going to do is prolong the public discussion about the Dalai Lama, about Tibet, about human rights issues. That's not in their interest.
Another China expert, Barry Sotman at Hong Kong's University of Science and Technology, discounts concerns that China might cancel a possible visit to Washington by President Hu Jintao.
I'm inclined to believe that it won't be because there's still a couple months between now and April, so things generally cool off after a couple months.
Most analysts believe that with pressing issues such as the global financial crisis, trade, and climate change, Beijing and Washington will find a way to keep the relationship moving forward. William Ide, VOA News, Washington.